He was a fighter. He fought for the little guy. You know, in the final days of the 2002 campaign, just before he died, he told Minnesotans, "I don't represent the big oil companies. I don't represent the big pharmaceutical companies. They already have great representation in Washington. It's the rest of the people that need it. I represent the people of Minnesota. And, you know, now I represent those people in the seat that he held. And, you know, every day I try to uphold his legacy on issues like mental health, on early childhood education, on fairness for workers and standing up for veterans and farmers, and an issue that he and his wife Sheila were leaders on, which is domestic violence. And, he, you know, today these anniversaries are always sad days for me, but, you know, I'm inspired to continue the work he did. And it's a sad day for so many Americans and Minnesotans whose lives he touched.
Senator, I would imagine that on a day like this, that mixed with the sadness is, since you're taking the time to reflect on Paul Wellstone, that there must be some thoughts that bring you joy of your time with him. And I'm just wondering if you would mind sharing one or two of those thoughts, just a remembrance of Senator Wellstone that makes you smile.
The thing that makes me smile, I think, the most is that Paul had a way in like the last 2 minutes or 3 minutes of his speech of just getting everybody to their feet. And if he gave a 30-minute speech, 27 minutes into the speech, he'd start that and everybody would loved it. And if he gave a 10-minute speech, it would be 7 minutes into the speech. And if he gave a 5-minute speech, it would be 2 minutes into the speech. But he'd always end up with this ramp-up thing that would get everyone going. And there was that, and he was just the last time I saw him it was just a few weeks before he died, and he was in the middle of a very, very tough campaign, and he had voted against the war in Iraq, and he was thought that would lose him the race because that was not a popular position then. And I went to this event for him, and the first thing he said to me was, "How's your mom?" And my mom was in a nursing home, and he knew she wasn't doing great. And I said, "Well, she had like sporadic dementia." And I said to him, "Well, you know, some days I can't even have a conversation with her. I can't talk." And he said to me, "Touch means so much." And so the next day I went back to the nursing home in the morning and got my mom, you know, took her from her room in a wheelchair to the garden at the nursing home. It was a beautiful day. And I put my arm around her. And I don't know if it meant much to her, but it meant a whole bunch to me. So he touched people. He really did.
Thank you for sharing that story, Senator Frank, and I appreciate that. You know, the political climate has changed, I would say, pretty significant since Paul Wellstone's time. Do you have any sense of what he would think of the current political climate?
I think that he'd be very frustrated that we are getting sidetracked by so many things that don't matter, and aren't focusing on stuff that does matter to people. I mean, he'd be fighting for an infrastructure package. He'd be fighting for, he'd be working on a new farm bill, that's for sure. He would be this tax reform. It is completely opposite of what he would be fighting for. He said we all do better when we all do better, meaning that we all do better when the middle class is strong and when there's opportunities for people aspiring to be in the middle class. And this is a very, this new tax reform bill is very top down, and it's that old trickle down economics, and that's not what Paul believed in.